You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Scott Gardner. Dr. Gardner is the founder of Gardner Family Chiropractic, located in Clifton, New Jersey. He graduated with honors from Life University in 1997 and attends training seminars on a regular basis to bring the latest research and technology to the practice. Dr. Gardner's primary focus is on corrective and wellness care for everyone from infants to seniors, and he adapts his techniques to meet everyone's needs. Today, we are going to talk about a very important topic, understanding disc herniation. Hello, Dr. Gardner. How are you today?
Very good. And you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. So what is a spinal disc and what is its purpose?
Spinal discs are a cartilaginous material. They have three primary functions. One, they act as a shock absorber in the spine. Two, they act as supporting structures that hold the vertebra together. And three, they allow for mobility within the spine.
And what does it mean when a disc is herniated?
A herniated disc occurs when some of the jelly-like material pushes out through a tear. Sometimes it can cause pain, and sometimes they can be there for some time before the person may start to notice something's not quite right.
All right. And can excessive strain, force, or traumatic injury cause a herniated disc?
Yes, these are probably the most common causes of herniated discs, along with aging.
All right. So that leads me to my next question. Can the aging process cause herniated discs?
Yes. Gradual aging can cause discs to become less flexible and prone to tearing or rupturing, even with a minor strain or twist. That's why, like, the over 40 weekend warrior golfer all of a sudden wakes up one morning and they can't get out of bed because they're in excruciating back pain.
Okay. And can a herniated disc be repaired or healed?
Yes, herniated discs can heal on their own. It can take 2 to 12 weeks in most cases, but can take longer. Chiropractic care can help to speed up the recovery and, more importantly, help to increase the individual's overall spinal health and keep it from happening again.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Gardner. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for your time and your help today. And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.gardnerfamilychiro.com or call 973-614-9256 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.